Sebastian Gorka, Trump and America's Jews. By Dr. Sebastian Gorka on March 20, 2024. It's been quite the week, and we're not even halfway through. At the weekend, President Trump held another rally. Yes, another one, in a series the likes of which haven't really seen in modern times in terms of frequency and size. This time it was Dayton, Ohio. During the speech, he returned to a topic that is key to understanding how a political neophyte won the very first time he ran for the highest office in the land in 2016, the forgotten man. Especially the working man. It is a great irony that the billionaire from New York has so come to represent the blue-collar working-class calloused-hand American, but he has. For the best exploration of how that happened and what it means, there is no better read than J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy. The true tale of an American family destroyed by the bipartisan decisions of a Washington elite which betrayed a whole class of Americans and shipped millions of our manufacturing jobs overseas. In his Dayton speech, the former president focused on the auto industry and the plight of the auto worker under Biden and the deadly Democrat mandate for electric vehicles, EV. His message, if Biden is re-elected, domestic manufacturing will suffer even more. And there will be a bloodbath for our U.S. companies and their employees who cannot compete with heavily subsidized foreign imports and also comply with federal EV mandates. The use of that word bloodbath was the trigger for the Democrats and their media lapdogs to pounce. Crudely editing the video clip of the speech, the media mantra was, Trump the dictator is threatening a bloodbath if he isn't re-elected. And their coverage was truly unhinged. Despite the fact that he said no such thing, and the same talking heads have used that word many, many times before. Many. Then came Monday and the president's hour-long interview on my national radio show America First. This is the seventh time my former boss has appeared on my daily program. And it was the best interaction, from his discussion of the war in Ukraine, the jihadi attack on Israel, his historic primary results, the lack of a national border, and the insane reaction to his bloodbath comment. You can watch it all here. But it was none of these that made the news. No. It was the 45th president's answer to my question. Why do the Democrats so hate the elected Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu? His response? I actually think they hate Israel. Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel will be destroyed. If you follow the evolution of the modern left of late, it is hard to disagree with anything about that answer. However, the mainstream media exploded. And Tuesday morning I awoke to coverage of my interview in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Politico, and even the Daily Mail. Why? Was it all because they have suddenly become fans of me and my show? Hardly. Instead, the left-wing talking point, again, was that President Trump is an anti-Semite and had smeared America's Jews with the hoary dual loyalty libel. According to this calumny, Jews can't be real patriots and loyal Americans because their loyalties are split with the nation of Israel as well. This is much like the libel of Irish Catholic Americans during the last century, who are accused of divided loyalties between America and the Pope, an accusation even made against President Kennedy. But if one stops for just one second and thinks about the accusation against the 45th president, it collapses instantly. Since what the President Trump said is that if an American Jew votes Democrat, he must hate Israel. Meaning they lack any loyalty to the other country. This media contortion is the definition of gaslighting. Stating with certitude that the opposite of the truth is the case, despite the unequivocal evidence to the contrary. And what is the evidence concerning Donald Trump and the Jewish people? It is impossible to dispute that President Trump has proven himself as the most philo-Semitic president since the re-establishment of Israel in 1948. From his historic Abraham Accords to his decision to move our embassy to Jerusalem and recognize that city as the eternal capital of the Jewish state. And that he did that after every president from Clinton to Obama had reneged on our nation's promise to take that step. Even the Republican George W. Bush. Then add the fact that his daughter is Jewish, as is his son-in-law. And they both served in his White House, and the whole Trump hates the Jews libel collapses. So, who are the real anti-Semites in American politics? Let's look again at the evidence. Let's start with the most senior Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, who just last week demanded that the Jewish people jettison the prime minister they had democratically elected. Or the Democrat in the White House, who was caught on a hot mic before his State of the Union saying that it's time for the same Jewish leader to have a come-to-Jesus moment. A Democrat who is president has released billions of dollars to the theocratic state of Iran that is dedicated to the utter destruction of Israel. But what about the lower house of Congress? Look no further than the Democrats of the squad. Rank anti-Semites like Rashida Tlaib, who has refused to condemn the slaughter of the Jews on October 7 and who placed a post-it note on the map in her congressional office obliterating the state of Israel and making it instead Palestine. And then wore a t-shirt likewise denying Israel's existence. Or, perhaps the most disgusting of all, Ilhan Omar. With her repeated anti-Jewish statements and social media posts. Including actual accusations of dual loyalty and how for American Jews, politics is all about the Benjamins. Anti-Semitism is a problem in America, but not because of President Trump. It's a problem because of the Democrat Party's normalization of anti-Israel policies and anti-Jewish calumnies. Sebastian Gorka, Ph.D. is host of Salem Radio's America First and the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax TV. A former strategist to President Donald Trump. He is a member of the National Security Education Board of the Pentagon. His latest book is The War for America's Soul. Follow him on his Substack page and website. The above article first appeared on the website of the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, atamac.us.